I want to spend a few minutes with you tonight in Psalm 3. The reason I have picked this psalm is, one, it's a prayer. And we studied prayer this morning. But it's not just any prayer. It's actually a prayer for deliverance. And I think it very well could have been the kind of prayer that was being offered up for Peter. But in this case, it is David. And David is running from his enemies. And he is consoling himself in his only consolation, which is the Lord and the Lord's deliverance. A psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. O Lord, how many are my foes? It's interesting to me how many times David starts a psalm with praise unto the Lord. But in this particular psalm, he is consumed with the position that he finds himself in. His mind is on the enemies that are pursuing him, those who would want to do him harm. And so he begins the psalm not with thanksgiving and praise like he so often does, but he begins by confiding in the Lord. So many are my foes. And sometimes we feel that way. Sometimes we feel like we have so many things that are happening and so many things that come against us at the same time that we just have to come to God and say, oh Lord, how much of this can I take? How much of this can I face? Many are rising against me. And the tense of that verb means that they are rising and they're continuing to rise. So from David's perspective, it's growing opposition. These are folks who just seem to multiply. And I think sometimes in our most difficult and helpless situations, we feel the same way, don't we? Just seems like things continue to rise up against us. And many of them, verse 2, are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. I think we can all handle opposition, but when they begin to attack our faith, when they begin to cause us to want to doubt the salvation of the Lord, when they begin to say to us, your God has forgotten you, your God has forsaken you, you have no hope, it takes it to a new level. And you can sense that in David. They are saying of my soul, you're a goner. God's forsaken you. God has abandoned you. You have no salvation. And what does David do? He counters a lie with the truth. And I've got to tell you, if you're ever going to win the battle of your mind, when it comes to defeating the enemy and the lies that he wants us to believe, the fiery darts that he throws in our direction, we have got to learn to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. And that's exactly what he does. You're saying that my soul has no salvation, that God has forsaken me and abandoned me, but that's not true. The truth of the matter is, verse 3, you, O Lord, are a shield about me. I love that because it gives you the imagery, not just of a shield in front, but a shield protecting all around, all about me. You have encompassed me. You have surrounded me with your shield of protection. So contrary to his foes, he's not alone. Contrary to his foes, God is with him, and God is his salvation and his deliverer and his provider. He is a shield, David reminds himself. And he reminds himself that the Lord is his glory. That the Lord is his treasure. The Lord is everything to David. And all that matters in the end is that the glory of the Lord is preserved. And I love this phrase. You'll find it used in Scripture over and over and over again. The lifter of my head. You ever feel so beat down that you can't even lift your head up to God? But you just hang it. Hang it in shame. Hang it in guilt. Hang it in defeat. But I love what he says. It's not that he is lifting his head to God in his own strength, but it's what? It's that God is lifting his head to say to him as his dear, redeemed, loved one, I love you, David. I care for you, David. I'm providing for you, David. And I am the lifter of your head. I just love that title that he gives to the Lord. I love verse 4. I cried aloud to the Lord, right? In other words, he didn't keep this inside and bottled up. He had a cry out to the Lord. And that's part of that prayer of deliverance, as we cry out to God and we say, oh God, do what only you can do. And in the crying out to the Lord, I love that response, that confident assurance, he answered me from his holy hill. David's, I'm not alone. My shield, my Lord, my glory is about me. He is the lifter of my head. I am not alone. But my God is answering me from his holy hill. Now look at verse 5. Isn't it shocking? If there's anything in this psalm that doesn't fit, it's verse 5. I lay down and slept. But think about this morning's message. What did Peter do? Right? I mean, he just slept. This is resting, literally, in the providence and the sovereignty of God. I mean, you read verse 5 and you want to go, hey, time out, David, time out. Just a few verses ago, you were filled with anxiety. Foes were after you, rising against you. They were speaking down to you and to your God. And it's like when David said, God is my shield, God is my glory, God is the lifter of my head. God's got this. And I'm going to go to bed. Now, this isn't a personal counseling session, but I'm telling you what, sometimes that's the best thing we can do. Put it in God's hands and go to bed. Get some rest. Lay down. Trust the Lord. Let Him be sovereign. And let Him rule and reign. So that's what he says. I lay down and I slept and I woke again, for this is the key. For the Lord sustained me. Even in the midst of that turmoil, even in the midst of that pressure, David found time to trust the Lord, rest in the Lord, wholly give himself to the Lord, and rest. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. And you thought you had troubles. Thousands. Wow. I guess when you're the king, you have a lot of enemies. Amen? So I will not be afraid of the thousands, the many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. A lesser man with lesser faith would throw in the towel and say, there's no way. But David had such a confidence in his God. David had such an assurance of God and the power of his deliverance that he cries out to him, arise, O Lord. You know what that means? Take action. Intervene. as we're calling on the Lord to break into those difficult situations and minister His grace and His love and His power, we're saying to God, God, arise. Arise, O Lord. Take action. Save me, O my God. For you strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked. This is God once again intervening for His beloved and protecting him and causing His enemies to be diminished in His sight, because salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be on your people. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for David's heart. And Father, I can't help but at times think that that early church, in those moments of persecution and hardship, Father, that they came to a psalm like Psalm 3 and they got the assurance, the reminder that God is sovereign, that God rules and reigns, that God is all-powerful. And Father, who knows if Peter didn't recite Psalm 3 as he was in the jail that night and comforting himself with those words to say, if David could trust the Lord in the midst of thousands of enemies, so can I. Salvation belongs to the Lord. And so, Father, that's our confession tonight, that we might rest in you in our times of difficulty, in our times of challenge. May we just know that you are the Lord God. There is no other. And our hope is secure in you. Father, my heart and my mind goes to Romans chapter 8, where you say so clearly, if God is for us, who can be against us? Because, Father, in the end, we're on the winning side, the side of King Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.